Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, it is Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday, the one-hour edition we do on Wednesdays where we talk health, wellness, and sometimes all things COVID. Myself, Michael Bailey, joining me here for this first segment today as well. Charlie Grimes, our engineer. Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
COVID-free and good and all that?
Yes, COVID-free.
Only sore back.
Well, yes.
This is Health and Wellness Wednesday, so we can talk about a sore back.
Sore back was different. You know, I need a cooler story than I was carrying things out to dump them in the dumpster, and I was trying
sometimes
to pour some water out.
Those are the ones that get you.
That's it. I'm like,
it's those little things.
I'm like, you know, hey, you know, I just ran 2 miles on Saturday over the weekend. Everything was fine. You know, I was, you know, we were moving printers and desks around and, you know, everything was fine. And then I went to move a recycling bin and
Whammo.
I haven't been able to walk normally for a couple of days. I'm like, yeah, that's
not good.
It's kind of sad and pathetic. I know.
That is not good. All right. Michael Bailey again with us, mobile estate planning. And you guys hear me talk about Michael all the time. He joins us on a monthly basis and sometimes more than that, depending upon what's going on. And again, the reality is we're not trying to be morbid, but we have a couple of guarantees in life. One of those is we are all going to die. Well, theoretically.
Well, do you know anybody who got out of life alive?
I've never known one yet.
No? Not even John the Baptist?
Not even John the Baptist.
He's still alive. He just...
Just
might
in
have,
a different
might
way.
Might have to die at some point.
Yeah, exactly, in a different way.
I'm just picking somebody who might be our exception to the rule.
We are not.
No,
I'm not.
Let's just
say that. And, you know, we've talked in the past, you know, Michael and I have about, you know, why you need one, you know, what you leave behind. You know, you want somebody to handle that properly. You've got minor children. That's another thing to think about. You know, one thing, though, Michael, that we haven't really touched on much is, and people kind of forget this part of it as well, is, you know, pets become a part of the family as well.
It's true.
They can also be something that you need to make sure is cared for after you leave, or who knows where they're going to go.
Right. Well, you know, pets, I mean, my puppy dogs are part of my family.
Mm-hmm.
I consider that I have 3 human children and I have 2 canine children.
Right.
And those of you, everybody who was listening a couple of years ago when I said goodbye to my puppy dog, and I believe that was the most well-attended show that I've ever done. Yeah, as people,
right.
the whole studio was gathered in
listening. I heard it. Yes.
Yes. And my wife was talking, but she's like, you know, oh, it's so sad that the puppy dogs are, you know, that you only have them for so long. I'm like, yeah, but if you had a dog that had a 70-year lifespan.
It's an old dog.
And I bought a dog when I was 50, and the dog had a 70-year lifespan. And then I died when I was 80. I'm like, what's the dog going to do for the next 40 years? Is it going to find a new owner? That kind of is terrible for a dog.
Right.
But not everybody's a dog person.
Right.
My father-in-law doesn't like dogs.
So you probably wouldn't in your estate want to leave those to
I don't
to want him.
To leave the puppies to my father-in-law.
Great point.
I'd much rather them go to my family members who like the dogs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can set it up so that there's money available for the dog. You can set up in a pet trust. I have some clients down in Elizabeth. They've got like 43 dogs, because every time they find a dog,
they bring them home.
They bring the dog home.
Okay.
They have like a 10-acre farm.
Fine.
So you can keep 43 dogs on a 10-acre farm.
But still, what happens if something happens to them?
Their money goes into a trust to take care of the dog.
Perfect.
And they've got somebody who will take care of the dogs for them. But you have to pick that person carefully.
Michael just talked a moment ago about sort of a little service for the pet. Well, guess what? Most of you, not all, but most of you will have some sort of a memorial service or funeral once you leave this earth as well. That's another area that you can pre-plan in this last will and testament to know, okay, for example, is it okay if you get cremated? Do you want to get cremated, or do you want to be, you know, entombed some way, shape, or form? How do you want that handled? You know, that can be decided now is my point.
Right. And it may go into a will or a trust. It may be a separate document where you put that, but you can lay
you
that
can,
out.
You can lay it out, right?
You know, do you want to be cremated? I mean, apparently the state legislature is passing where you can get composted so you can become a tree.
I saw that the other day as well. I guess if that's something that's up your alley, then
that's perfectly fine.
So be it.
If you want to become a tree, become a tree. That's cool. I have no problem with that.
These are things that, point being, you want to decide these on the front side. Now, this is pretty well known, and you know, some of you may or may not be thinking along these lines as well, but you always hear about that story of, you know, the old rich widow that dies and all the money goes to the cat. You can decide those things on the front side, by the way. My point is charitable contributions, and what do you want to leave as a legacy in some cases? How do you want to handle that as well?
Right. And sometimes a legacy becomes very different. I have a client who, they'd worked their entire lives. They were worth about $3 million. And they were like, hey, I'd love to be worth $3 million. I'm not, but good for them. But they were going to leave it all to their child. And then their child committed suicide. So the $3 million is going to suicide prevention.
Okay. Great example.
So that other
other
families don't have to experience the pain and loss that they did. I'm like,
great
that
example.
Sounds like a great use of your time.
Great idea.
I mean, I've had, I know of people, not my clients, where they experience some, you know, racial discrimination in the past and became rather wealthy, and they're donating all their money to anti-race
causes.
You know, organizations.
Got it.
Like, good for you.
Whatever,
that's a great thing to do.
Whatever floats your boat is the point.
And, you know, what you want to do with it, I mean, if you want to give it all to me, I probably have to turn it down because of ethical reasons of being an attorney. But, you know, I found the one place which you can't quite do. But
well, point being here, folks, think on the front side what you want to have happen to this, because when you don't, somebody else, and sometimes the state, will be deciding these things for you, which I don't know about the rest of you, but that's the last organization, the last group of individuals I want deciding where my things end up.
Well, you know, I have no problem with the state, but the state legislature, I'm not sure that they come to a rational, intelligent conclusion most of the time.
The best person to decide where your stuff should go is you.
Yes, it works a whole lot better.
Let's just say it that way,
that's
right?
100% correct.
So that's what Michael does. He is our mobile estate planner. Michael, how do folks get a hold of you?
Phone number is 720-394-6887. And again, that's 720-394-6887. Or you can find me on the web at michaelbaileylawllc.com.
And by the way, if you forget any of this or anybody else we mentioned through our program, just go to klzradio.com. That's an easy one. If you have the app, by the way, you've downloaded that. All of our sponsors, included Michael, are listed right there on the website or the mobile app, either one. As always, Michael, it's a joy having you. Appreciate all that you do, sir.
I appreciate being on your show.
You're a great supporter, and I really appreciate it. So, and all of you listening, you can hear Michael every Wednesday right before our show, 2:30 to 3 o'clock. He's here talking about the very things we just discussed. So up next, Novus Auto Glass, though, is up. And we mention this all the time. You can get that free windshield bandage. So if you get a chip in the windshield and you want to get it fixed, you need to get it fixed, but you don't want any of the contaminants getting into it, so you get a proper fix, there's some ways to take care of that. They're little clear windshield bandages. You can see right through them. You put them on that spot, and that gives you some time to actually get that fixed, because it may take you a day or two to actually get that handled. We will send those to you directly. You can go right to the klzradio.com website, fill out the form. We'll send them to you that way, or find a location near you, rushtoreason.com/Novus, and that's N-O-V-U-S.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
All right, folks, up next, it's Barber's Foods, and I keep mentioning this. You're going to see price increases coming on all things, including meat, folks. Yes, it's coming. You're going to see it. And the best way to fend that off is stock up your freezer now before those major price increases come. And we talk about it all the time. I've got some folks even joining us today that are going to talk about inflation. We talk about it a lot. I'm one of the few people, I think, that actually acknowledges it exists. It is here. It's not going anywhere, by the way, and it's going to affect all industries, including the food industry. So stock up now. Memorial Day is literally just around the corner, week and a half away is all. You want to get stocked up for that. And on top of that, you got Father's Day plus the rest of the summer. And you can stock up on some of these things very easily. They don't take up a lot of space. And just check out all the menu items they've got on the website. And if you don't find something there, call and ask. They can typically get you anything you want when it comes to a cut of meat. Barbersfoods.com. That's with two S's. Barbersfoods.com.
It's time to get out the grill for some all-natural, mouth-watering meats raised right here at home from Barber's Foods. For over 70 years in Colorado, Barber's Foods has stayed true to their mission to provide their customers with only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free meats from family farms they know personally. So whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the families who raise the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse, located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center, or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today on this Health and Wellness Wednesday. Dr. Julie Gatza joining us now. Welcome back, Dr. Julie. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's always a joy. Barbecue season, of course, as we just mentioned it, by the way, with our last sponsor, Barber's Foods. We've got barbecue season literally already starting. People are going to start grilling out here with the warmer weather, especially in Colorado that we have here. And then Memorial Day is literally just around the corner. Folks will go to different barbecues and camping and all those different things. What are some of the things we can look at for... I know myself, if I'm not careful, I can eat too much at a barbecue and not feel very well after. How do we avoid those things?
The best thing that you can do is head straight for the protein first, whether it's the hot dogs, the steak, the chicken, or the fish on the grill. Protein is the hardest thing for our bodies to break down and the most needed. So if you allow your body to take that in, use the digestive enzymes that you've got to break that down and not pile a bunch of other things on at once.
Okay.
You've given yourself the best advantage, then you can go on for the rest of the barbecue, but get that into the body first. Plus, you're going to have more energy from that anyhow.
So don't pile on the macaroni salad and the beans and all the other things that are out there that look really lovely. Eat the meat first.
That's right, every time. And that includes with normal meals as well, including, you know, just a holiday or a regular day. If you can do it, you're going to do the best thing for your digestion and get the most nutrition from each meal.
Now, something I learned reading the notes for today, which, you know, I know some of this stuff, but sometimes you just need, it's like anything else, you need a reminder here and there that, yes, here are these things and here's how they work. And you talk about chewing slowly, even in what you just said, to get that digestive system going. And I think we all forget that we have one. I mean, most of us just eat. We don't think about it. We go on with our day. But after we eat, there's some important things in our body that are happening, right?
It's true. So, you know, I make up a number of 22 times to chew just so people are more aware of it. And if you do chew your food better, it starts to send messages down to your digestion that says, hey, food's coming. Start releasing digestive enzymes so that you can get the most nutrition from each time that you eat. you're right. It's very underplayed. It's very never talked about because people experience all sorts of digestive problems of all kinds. They're taking drugs for them and over-the-counter things for them. And it's actually really quite simple to correct the actual situation. We just aren't making enough enzymes the way that we used to. And the thing that I've been telling patients to do for 30 years of doctoring is to take high-quality digestive enzymes. The ones that I use is Absorbaid because it allows you to get the most you can from your food and keeps you from feeling too full and gassy, right, and bloated and indigestion when you've eaten.
And by the way, all of what Dr. Julie is saying is true. I can give a personal testimony for that. It does work. Why do you think, you know, Dr. Julie, we, you know, given the fact that we are Americans, and let's face it, even through all of COVID, we realize that we have the most technology at our disposal, the best way to communicate there is. We have all these things at our disposal, and yet what you're talking about right now is, in a lot of ways, just flat out ignored. Why is that?
You know, I think that we just have, we're set up in this country for a lot faster lifestyle. You know, everything is sort of, you know, on the fly, the easiest way to cook, throw it in a microwave, everything's packaged, boxed in cans, fast foods. And we've sort of been forced to have to live this lifestyle that doesn't recognize the fact that meals are important and fresh food is, you know, extremely important. And, you know, eating out of the garden and local fresh things is the way that you're going to stay slim, have energy, you know, sleep well, have normal hormonal systems, and really not experience digestive problems. And we just aren't doing that in this country. And, you know, we've been taught that way.
And by the way, I think you're exactly right. We just, we live these, you know, busy lifestyles. We really don't stop and think much about it. And yet, this is what I find interesting, and I knew you were coming on today, so I just, maybe I'm paying more attention to these things lately than I would be otherwise. But, you know, whether it be, you know, ads that I see that, you know, pop up all over, you know, whatever I'm doing online, whether it be ads I'm watching on, you know, television or even radio ads, you're hearing all of these, you know, quote unquote gut health ads now, but it's not the type of ad that you and I are talking about. It's what do I take or who do I go see for all of these problems I now have.
I know, and it's so misleading, and, you know, we're so ingrained with this that you really do think, well, everyone should have Pepto-Bismol and Tums and Relief and all these things, and the problem being is no one's talking about why. It's actually really simple to fix a digestive problem. It takes the right actions, but it's quite simple, and the thing about it is pretty much I've seen every digestive problem start and then lead to something else. You'll never talk to somebody who wasn't doing well with a disease or, you know, something not wanted that didn't tell you at one point, yeah, you know, my digestion has just never been great. They've been taking things and covering it up. And, you know, if you'd learned this in first grade, fifth grade, high school, you'd be a more aware culture of the fact that it's not normal to have gas, bloating, indigestion, and heartburn. And yet we all sort of think, oh, just take something for it. It's no big deal. Well, it just covers it up.
By the way, everything you just said, spot on. Again, another dumb question on my part, I guess, is why do we not teach these things at a very early age from when kids are even, let's face it, kids learn how to eat at a very early age. And by the way, babies do really well at eating. They know exactly when to eat and exactly when to stop. Unlike us adults, they pretty much control things much better than we do, and they're infants. Why do we not keep teaching them as they grow up what they, in a lot of cases, Dr. Julie, from nature already know?
I think, one, we hadn't been taught it, so it's not something we turn around and do it. Two, we've got lots of ads and commercials that are going to make a heck of a lot more money on an unhealthy body than a healthy one. Mm. And, you know, call me cynical, but, you know, the fact is it's just quite simple to correct these things. And, you know, taking something like the Absorbaid is so darn easy. You wring the most nutrition you can from your food, mm-hmm, which sounds like blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, that's the only way you will ever repair your body. That's the only way you will stay healthy, is if you can get the most nutrients into your body that your body is able to use. Well, that's why taking a high-quality digestive enzyme and making sure that your digestive system is always working properly, you're going to win the game long-term if you handle this now, and even if you don't feel well, handle it now.
Again, agree, spot on. We just need to make sure people are more aware of it. That's why we have you on a routine basis talking about it. So before I forget and we end this without doing so, how do folks, I know we talk about it a lot, but every time we talk, there's different people listening than we had last time we were on. How do people get Absorbaid?
They can go to the website, which is Nature's sources.com. They can read about the Absorbaid, the different ways that it comes, the prices on it. It's good for kids, elderly. It's even good for your dogs. Get the most nutrients every time that they eat. It's a vegan formula. They can also call the 1-800 number, and if they use the code radio, they can ask for some free samples, or they can get 20% off their first order. And that phone number is 1-800-827-7656.
All right, perfect. And folks listening, please, this is really, really important stuff. And again, don't want to take any of the fun out of what we do at barbecues and holidays and so on, but I also know, Dr. Julie, that not feeling well after one of those events sort of took all the fun out of it anyway. So the reality is, if we're a little more proactive, we'll have a lot more fun at those events and not feel so miserable afterwards.
Yes, and it's true. And, you know, and if you want to overeat and not follow a single rule that I just talked about, well, then make sure you have some Absorbaid, because you can, you know, fudge it that way. And if you are going to follow it, you're going to benefit, you know, hugely just by putting that into your diet daily.
Are there particular, you know, we opened up and you talked about protein, and it's one of those things that we need, our bodies need it. Does it matter the type of protein and or how often we eat it? Or, you know, give us some direction on that as well, Dr. Julie.
You know, there's so many different countries that eat different ways, and they're, you know, some are vegan countries and cultures and ethnicities. However, I'm a proponent for however you want to put it into your body, whether it's eggs or fish or chicken. You know, red meat, if your body doesn't handle red meat well, try the Absorbaid. You'd be amazed at how much you were just lacking digestive enzymes to break that down. So if you want to eat any type of protein every single meal and feed that way, feed your kids the same way, you're going to see that they're in better moods, they have more energy, you sleep better. And, you know, do that before you put in all the carbohydrates and the breads and, you know, things like that. You're going to see that it's a much better habit to follow. You'll lose weight and have a lot more energy.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm a testament to everything Dr. Julie said. It works. Her product works. It's good stuff. I don't know, Dr. Julie, I don't really know what else to say about it other than us talking about it and giving personal testimony of it. It works. It's good stuff. It's solid. It's solid advice. And again, I think it's one of those things where we just have to keep, you know, it's sort of like this, Dr. Julie, and I don't want to, you know, always use a car comparison, but that's what I am. I'm a car guy. I do a car show on Saturday. And I will tell you, Dr. Julian, I'm not exaggerating. It literally took me on my other program a solid 10 years, and I'm not exaggerating, 10 years of talking about how people no longer need to change their oil every 3 months or 3,000 miles. We've got different cars, technology, things will last longer, different oil that we're putting in, and the need to do that is no longer there. And yet, one of the things I still cover occasionally, I will still get that question, you know, how often do I need to change my oil? I look at what you're doing as very much the same way, because you're trying to get people to have a mental shift in how they look at the things when it comes to their health.
That's brilliant. Brilliantly stated and nice analogy. You know, the one thing that I'll say to patients and people as well is, you know, a lot of people like to get information, read things, and get smart and know a bunch of, you know, things to spout out. But it really is only going to work if you do it.
Right.
And, you know, no one's going to knock on your door and hand you a bottle of Absorbaid. You're actually going to have to call or, you know, get on the website. And you'll only know if you do it for yourself. And, you know, once you do it and then you stop doing it, you're like, oh, wow, I felt a lot better when I was, you know, digesting my food, lo and behold.
All right, folks, again, that website, it's Nature's Sources. That's two S's again, naturessources.com. Just go there, click on the website. It's really easy. Everything there is self-explanatory. And Dr. Julie, what's the code they can use to get a little bit of a sample or a discount?
Use the code radio, and they are liberal with giving you samples and then the 20% off your first order. It's kind
perfect.
Of a no-brainer to at least give it a try.
Perfect. Dr. Julie, always a joy having you. You're always welcome. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks. It's a pleasure for me, too.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Dr. Julie. Again, by the way, everything she's saying, great stuff. It's the same thing we talk about on an ongoing basis. She's just really reiterating what we talk about week after week. But as we head in to this Memorial Day weekend, folks, here in really just a little over a week, get that product, get yourself tuned up and ready to go. You'll find yourself having a much better, more enjoyable weekend if you do so. Gino's Auto Service is up next. Much like I said a moment ago about cars and oil changes and how often. By the way, all of those questions, Gino's can answer as well. How often should I change the oil in my vehicle? And you know what? Anymore, there's not a standard answer. It depends on you, your vehicle, how you drive, what products you use, and so on. Those are answers that Gino's can give you. All you have to do is call them on the phone or stop by. It's GinosAutoservice.com. Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
Now's the time to take advantage of Gino's Napa Break Special. This month, get a $50 Napa prepaid Visa card with a qualifying Napa Breaks parts purchase of $250 or more. For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. At Gino's, their team recommends checking your brakes every 5,000 miles. Stop in this week and they'll check your brakes for free. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, the Geno's team will back up their work with Napa's nationwide peace of mind warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop off your car and pick it up when ready. Geno's continues their public service work, partnering with Hands of the Carpenter and donating work on vehicles for single mothers or women in need. Check out all their Google reviews for a good snapshot of their business. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit them online at GinosAutoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, we just talked to Michael a moment ago. Anything you need when it comes to your estate plan, it's mobile, it's easy, it's fast, and most of all, you won't spend a lot of money getting it done. Go to klzradio.com, look him up there, or call 720-394-6887.
You're planning a date night with your wife, trying to decide between dinner and a movie or meeting with Michael Bailey, KLZ's mobile estate planner, to set up a will or trust and establish medical and financial powers of attorney. You could either enjoy some food and entertainment or come face to face with your own mortality. It is possible to do both. Get your affairs in order now so you can carry on with the fun stuff. KLZradio.com/estate.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Have the two little African girls been approved to come to America for medical care? Kim Munson here. Thursday, Dr. Jill Vecchio updates us on the status of the denial of their request. Author and speaker Brad Beck will be in studio to talk about reaching our goals by implementing the four Ps: prepare, practice, pursue, and persistence. These are tools we certainly can use with the COVID-19 Wuhan China virus reaction disruption. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I forgot, by the way, to mention the impossible question, which yesterday's was, according to a new survey, 13% of people under the age of 24 have never done this. The answer to yesterday's question was sent something in the mail. Today's question, you can answer this on the RushToReason.com website. The average child does this more than 1,500 times before they turn 18. What is it? The average child does this more than 1,500 times before they turn 18. What is it? Again, answer that from all the choices we have on the website, RushToReason.com. Dr. Carol Lieberman joining us now, though. Dr. Carol, welcome back to Rush to Reason. How are you?
Thanks so much. Fine.
I enjoy always having you, and this is a great topic. I've been looking forward to this ever since it popped up on my radar and we got you booked. And that is, there is a poll that 42% of people still believe in wearing masks outside, even despite everything we just heard as far as, you know, the CDC and some of the things they came up with last week. You are America's psychiatrist. Why are people still believing that somehow wearing masks is helpful to them?
Well, a number of reasons. First of all, people have stopped believing in what the CDC and or Dr. Fauci have to say about anything.
True.
So they don't trust that it is okay to not wear a mask. Plus, that's the primary group. And then also there are some people who have become much more inhibited, feel much more awkward when it comes to relating to other people. And so, you know, they're sort of hiding behind the mask, not really because of anything having to do with COVID.
Agree.
But just because they're not ready to come out, you know, let it all hang out, have it come out there and be themselves and have people see them and that kind of thing.
No, and I agree. I talked about this last week. I had read an article earlier last week, Dr. Carroll, where it was talking about people in the workforce and those individuals wanting to continue to wear masks versus those wanting to, like myself, that I couldn't wait to get rid of the, I only wore the bloody thing when I absolutely had to and couldn't wait to even get rid of that part of it. But there's other people out there, to your point a moment ago, where this article talked about how they at work, you know, just really like hiding, if you would, behind the mask when it comes, especially to those that are in the retail environment. They liked hiding behind the mask because the customer didn't know their expressions, didn't know if they were grimacing, you know, didn't know anything about what they were looking or doing or thinking other than their eye movement. And by the way, some of these folks went overboard on the mask. I mean, some of these folks, Dr. Lieberman, wore a mask that literally like came right under their eyes and went all the way underneath their chin to where you couldn't see anything going on with them whatsoever. And I think, frankly, some of them did that on purpose.
Yes, yes. This is one of the impacts. I actually developed something that I call the reluctant reentry syndrome.
Okay.
There are 10 symptoms. Okay. Vague discomfort about discovering what the new normal will turn out to be, dreading the pressure of FOMO, fear of missing out, as more things open up, reluctance to get out of your comfy pajamas, not wanting to face the world after you've let yourself get fat and furry, agoraphobia, which is fear of being in crowds, fear of catching COVID-19 because of new strains, which is reasonable, dreading the awkwardness of reconnecting with friends, family, and colleagues, no longer having the excuse of lockdown to explain why you don't have a partner, guilt over releasing your kids back into the scary world, and last but not least, realizing you don't want to go back to your old life, but not knowing how to reinvent yourself.
Mm. By the way, all of them spot on. I unfortunately... And I do mean that. Unfortunately, there's people out there that are looking at things exactly that way. And honestly, Dr. Lieberman, I feel sorry for them.
Yes. Well, you know, it's more people than you might think. I mean, I think this is sort of a general, you know, the interesting thing is that a lot of people feel this way, but they're not admitting it out loud.
Agree.
Because they think you're supposed to be all happy, you know, that now we're free. But it's kind of like... standing on a diving board and not wanting to jump in, or holding onto the side of the pool and not wanting to go in. That's, you know, that's been the impact of all of this isolation.
Agree. And these are the, I believe, the negative ramifications of what we've done this past year plus, which we, you know, you and I have talked about this even in the past, you know, what's going to happen when things actually do, you know, start to open up, how are kids going to respond, you know, after literally being told that, you know, they can't go out on the playground without a mask, or they can't associate with this person or that person or whatever the case may be. I mean, we have gone so far on some of these, you know, quote unquote rules and regulations, Dr. Lieberman, that to expect no negative consequences, I think, is really naive.
Yes. I mean, we really have become George Orwell's 1984, and Americans have lost their spunk. A lot of Americans have lost their spunk because of having been mandated to do this and to do that, and then it gets changed. And I mean, this is if a psychiatrist or psychologist wanted to create an experiment to cause people to lose their spunk or to become terrified of the world, this would be the way that they do it. So it's very very unfortunate. You know, I was this weekend, right after the CDC announced that people who were vaccinated don't have to wear a mask inside or outside. This weekend, I went to a horse show, and there were lots and lots of people. And about two-thirds of them weren't wearing a mask. And, of course, you know, you can't know whether they've been vaccinated
right.
or not.
Right.
But the interesting thing was that people who were wearing a mask, other people came up to them, strangers, and asked them, well, why haven't you been vaccinated?
Hmm.
So it's really, you know, it's all this judgment and all this criticism and all, it's really people who are afraid. You know, why aren't you a sheep? How come you haven't followed the sheep and gotten the vaccination? Who do you think you are? Yeah.
And yet, we had a podcast we did this morning, and I went over some of the data of where we're at as a nation. And right now, and you know these numbers as well as I do, right now as a nation, we're sitting at about 37% of people fully vaccinated in the country. And I honestly believe part of what happened on Friday was to try to incentivize people to go out and get a vaccine, because now we're saying, well, if you've got a vaccine, you don't need to wear a mask. If you haven't been vaccinated, you need to keep wearing one. So what we're doing is giving an incentive, dangling a carrot, if you would, to get people vaccinated, when in fact, Dr. Lieberman, I think the numbers speak for themselves. We've got about, you know, a little over a third of people saying, yep, I'm in, I'll get vaccinated. And maybe they're elderly, maybe they have another reason to it, maybe they're scared. I don't know what the reason is, but we really have sort of reached that pinnacle, if you would, of who's getting vaccinated. Now they're going to do everything they possibly can to coax other people into getting a vaccine.
Yes, yes, absolutely. This is, you know, it's so political, and this is was done as an incentive, just like they're giving out pizzas or beer or lottery tickets, you know, all of those same things, except this was couched a little better. You know, they were trying to hide the fact that this was an incentive, but of course it was, because everybody heard, oh, you mean if I have a vaccine, I can go out without a mask, inside or outside. But, you know, also what's notable is that the percentages change. I mean, I have read so many different percentages, and I'm sure you have too, for who, what percent of people are vaccinated. It's like it goes from 30 to 60 to 45. You know, how is that possible?
Well, and literally, folks listening, I am literally taking numbers right off of Google. I don't want to ever be accused of trying to manipulate, you know, the data. I know their data, you know, to your point, Dr. Carroll, changes, but I, for just the sake of being consistent, I've been using the numbers that are, you know, published by Google, who, by the way, is not any kind of a conservative-leaning organization by any stretch of the imagination. So I'm using their numbers, figuring if there's any fault at all, it's on their side. And right now, again, as a country, they're showing fully vaccinated, 37% is all.
Uh-huh. Well, I certainly wasn't implying that you're changing.
I understand what you're saying, and you're right. It's been, well, I mean, you've even heard the Faucis of the world talk about this, you know, 50-60% figure. I have a question for you, though, Dr. Carroll, so about Dr. Fauci. Here's a question for you that I've been sort of bouncing around in my mind for the past week or so after it happened. He was testifying, he and several others, by the way, that were head of departments inside of our own federal government. And they asked them specifically, how many in your department have been vaccinated? And the best we could get out of any of them, and even he, I think, was given a really high guess at 50 to 60%. Let's face it, even inside of our own federal government, only about 50% or so, and I think, again, that's a high number, are being vaccinated. Why is that?
Yes, yes. And, you know, I would venture to say that he probably didn't know the answer, and he was just, you know,
guessing
a politically correct answer, what he wanted to, the impact that he wanted to make. Yes, I mean, you have to look at that. Also, in a similar question, why is President Biden still wearing a mask?
Yeah, great question.
If the CDC said you don't have to. I mean, he's been doing that forever, and you know, obviously there are going to be people who look at him and think, well, if he thinks, you know, they must not be telling us everything. If he thinks we still need to wear it, then I still need to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, and plus, you know, I don't think that as a doctor, I don't think that that's ethical to use these different incentives, whether it's a beer or a donut or a lottery ticket, because you're making people, if you have to give an incentive like that, you're making people go beyond their best judgment. If their best judgment, after whatever they've heard and read and so on, is to not get the vaccine, then to get them to, I mean, it's just so slimy.
I agree.
I'll give you a donut if you get it. I mean,
it's just, it's outlandish. It's the first time in history we've ever had to do something along these lines. And I guess where I'm, you know, how I look at it is, if we're having to incentivize people, dangle a carrot, if you would, to get them vaccinated when they wouldn't have done it otherwise, to your point, it's just so slimy. It's disgusting, actually.
Yes. Yes, it really is. And, you know, of course, the whole thing is, it has been coming out gradually like sort of Tucker Carlson, for example, and other things that I've seen, you know, coming out gradually, although certainly not in the mainstream media, that that Fauci had a hand in supporting the Wuhan lab, and that this that this was not, you know, it didn't. It was not the meat market or the wild life market, whatever. It was something that they were developing, and then there's also the whole thing that Dr. Fauci wants to remain relevant. I mean, besides whatever the percentages are and whatever the facts are really about these vaccines, he wants to be relevant every day. He has to have a new pitch, right, to get him in the media every day.
Right.
So that's why, you know, sometimes it's wear masks, don't wear masks, kids shouldn't wear masks, they shouldn't wear masks. I mean, and today one of the latest thing that I read this morning was that he's saying that we need to have a booster.
Yes, read that yesterday. Yeah, he's saying now that a lot of folks that have been vaccinated now may very well need a booster in the next 6 to 12 months.
So, I mean, it's so obvious that he is making a fortune out of this, as are as are Bill Gates, and as are, of course, Big Pharma, and as are, I've even read about it being the global elite, that they're all kind of in this to make a fortune, and to make us scared so that they control us, can control us, which is even the bigger danger.
Right, right. Which goes back to our initial conversation about why people are afraid to still go out and still feel like they need to have a mask on, whether they've been vaccinated or not.
Yes.
No, yeah. You're, by the way, spot on. I believe that wholeheartedly. The other thing I think is happening right now is you've heard it said from, you know, the White House many times that we have enough vaccination in this country to vaccinate every adult and even a lot of the kids, which, by the way, is a whole other discussion we'll get into maybe at a later date with you, because I don't think that's something that we should be doing at all. But beside the point, there's enough vaccines out there in the United States to handle all, you know, basically everybody that lives inside of the borders of our country.
Right.
What that tells me, though, is because we've only had roughly 114 or 15 million people get the vaccine, they're sitting on a stockpile of vaccines that they're now worried about financially speaking. What do we do with all these?
Yes. And now, so now they're giving it to other countries, which is, you know, fine. Except the first thing they wanted to do early on, before there was enough, before they knew there would be enough for Americans, they wanted to give it to the terrorists in Guantanamo. But that's another whole story. But I do want to speak to your point about the kids, at least one brief.
Sure, go ahead. Briefly. Go ahead. No, you're fine. We got time. Go ahead.
I think that this is outrageous. I think that parents need to not be sheep. And, you know, if they were sheep for themselves, that's unfortunate, but not certainly not to be sheep for their kids.
Agreed.
Because just, it's science. Just think about it. I mean, you know, there has been talk about there hasn't been enough time to test it for adults. Well, that's adults, and that's true. But, you know, then there's all the arguments, oh, we did have enough time, and we know that it's safe. But for kids, there is no way that they were able to test it long enough to know that kids 12 to 15 are safe to get it.
That's right.
Because kids are growing. Their brains are growing. Their muscles are growing. Everything is growing in kids 12 to 15.
That's right.
And so there is no way to know that it's not going to affect them down the line.
No, and you are spot on. You and I, as you know, speak the same language, and you are exactly right. And again, I know, and folks, there are the different forms of the vaccine. I get that some of them are more of a true vaccine. Some of them are literally gene therapy. And I guess what I would want to ask a parent, Dr. Carroll, is do you really want to give gene therapy to your young person that's still growing?
Yes. Who's going to procreate, and we don't know what that's going to cause.
Right. I mean, to me, the answer, to me, it's a very, very easy answer, Dr. Lieberman, and that is absolutely positively not, especially given the other data that we also know, which is young people have a very, very, very minute chance of having any ill effects from COVID whatsoever. So, and we also know that they do not spread it around. They're not spreading it from student to teacher to parents and all of that even. I mean, we have not had any of that in this country whatsoever, because you and I both know if it had, we'd hear about it firsthand from the press. So the reality is it's not happening, and yet we want to vaccinate those kids. I don't get it.
Yes, that's right. That's another point about it, another important point, that they are at such low risk to begin with. So why are we thinking this other than, you know, it's more money? It's really, it's so, unfortunate that, this is something that most people can, that would make sense to most people. And yet the government has gotten people running so scared mm-hmm. that they don't stop and think. When people are scared in general, not just
yep.
about COVID, but
that's
when
right.
people are scared, they think emotionally. They don't think logically.
That's right. That's right. No, you're exactly right. It's why I always tell people, I'm a car guy, Dr. Lieberman, I always tell people never ever buy a car when you need one, only buy one when you don't. Because if you buy one when you need it, you make emotional decisions about the car that you'll regret the rest of the time you own that car.
Yes, that's a good point. It's kind of like not going into a grocery store when you're hungry.
Exactly. It's the same. It's exactly the same thing. So what we've done now is we've drummed up this fear because we just determined that coming into your segment, 42% still believe in wearing masks. That's a fear factor only. And so we've drummed up so much fear now that we've got people literally not knowing what direction to turn in this country.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so in closing,
yes.
If we have people we know, friends or family members that are in that realm, what do we that don't have that fear factor do? Because not saying, just going to him and say, oh, stop all this nonsense, quit being fearful of it and so on and just get after it and get going. You and I both know that's not going to help them feel better. What do we say to them to help them get past some of this fear they have?
Well, I think, trying to asking them about whether they think that there's been enough time to test on kids or what I just said about the growing. Maybe they haven't thought about growing brains and other parts of their body that are growing. But, I'm not so hopeful that would work, that anything would work, because it's been so long that these people who are the sheep don't want to hear this kind of stuff, even though if at another time it would they'd say, oh yeah, that makes sense. But after they've been so conditioned, a lot of people, it's going to be hard to get through. I mean, I guess one thing is to say, how about waiting for a little while? Even if you still think you want to do it, how about waiting? This thing that has gripped a lot of people in America where they want to show that they were vaccinated and they're doing it now with their kids, where they post photos on social media, like, look at me, I got vaccinated, and look at me, I got my kid vaccinated. I mean, it's really sad.
It's mind-boggling, actually. It really is. All right, Dr. Lieberman, I'll let you go. I appreciate the extra time you spent today, by the way. These are great subjects and things that, we now, as we start to unwind this, and I really do feel like this COVID thing is really, really, really unwinding. It has been now for several months. When we see Texas and Florida and other states doing what they've done, it really is starting to unwind. These guys have realized, and I think last Friday was kind of that tipping point where they just finally realized, listen, this thing's over. We've got to sort of get behind this, or we're going to look even more foolish than maybe we already have. So we've got to change our position on this. So you can start to see things unwind. And yet we've got folks out there that, to your point a moment ago, have been so conditioned it's going to be hard for themselves to unwind.
Yes, because they don't really want to admit to themselves that they could have been wrong.
That's right. That's right. Dr. Lieberman, how do folks find more about you and what you have going on in your world?
Well, they can go to my Twitter page, which is Dr. Carol MD, DrCarolemD, or terroristtherapist.com. DrCarol.com. Carol, of course, is always with an E.
Dr. Carol, I appreciate it very much. It's a joy always having you. You're welcome anytime, and I appreciate very much what you do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Carol Lieberman. And Extreme Auto Repair is up next, folks. As I talked a moment ago about cars, buying cars, making emotional decisions, and so on, those are the kind of things also that Extreme Auto Repair can help you with, by the way. Whether it's a repair question, whether it's, hey, is it time to buy a new car? What do I do with the car I have now? I'm looking to buy a used car. I need it checked out. Whatever it happens to be, Extreme Auto Repair can help you with whatever that happens to be. If you go to klzradio.com/extreme, so just look for Extreme on our website and fill out the form there, you'll receive free wiper blades or a free tire rotation. It's your choice. Again, go to klzradio.com, look for Extreme there, or call direct 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right? Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Folks, I've said it all week. If you haven't heard from your financial advisor yet through COVID, call Al Smith today at Golden Eagle Financial. Again, find him right on the website, klzradio.com.
These three factors will determine the size of your nest egg in retirement: how much you set aside, what sort of return you get on that money, and the age you start saving. Now, you can't turn back the clock and start saving for retirement sooner, but you can start planning right now, whether you're 46 or 66. Ask Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial how to create a new tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. You've already done the heavy lifting by contributing to your 401k or IRA all these years. Now it would be wise to have another separate investment account funded with after-tax dollars so that in the event of a financial emergency, you don't need to borrow or extract funds that are earmarked for retirement. We have no idea what will happen to the tax code in the future, so make certain a portion of your assets will continue to grow tax-free and generate tax-free income in the future. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to set up a free consultation with Al Smith. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey, wondering what that damage on your vehicle is and how much it will cost to fix? A Good Shop has a great mobile estimating app that will help you with what I just said. Find them at klzradio.com, look for A Good Shop there, or call direct 720-541-7697.
Al and his team at A Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at A Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A Good Shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, folks, don't forget the National Crawford Roundtable is tonight. We had a very lively discussion today about the new mandates, masks, and the vaccines and all that, a little bit about what we've even been talking to Dr. Carroll about a moment ago. Up next, though, here in the second hour, Richard Battle will join us right at the top of the hour. Why would we give up citizenship for subjection in the name of equity? That's our topic with him. We'll cover that as soon as we come back, plus a lot more. So don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.